It promised to be cheap, limitless, and clean. But then, just as quickly as it was announced, it was discredited. Cold fusion became a catchphrase for junk science.
Cold fusion, here we go, take two, spread the great news. It's a miracle breakthrough, anomalous heat, we can stimulate new fusion reactions in the solid state too. Wait, you say it doesn't replicate, despite the 10 million Google investment stake. Revisit the cold case of cold fusion, no excess heat detected is the conclusion. Okay, so back to exile, perpetual motion machine jokes, refresh now, USPTO, still kept out, back to the old reputational death count, but there might be something in it, a possible fusion rate boosting mechanism, recent advancements in calorimetrics, from pathological science to rational optimism, just imagine, the theories abound, it's been shunned like a too spooky burial ground, so Scooby-Doo and the gang need to come figure it out, and set that one reference experiment down.
Cold fusion, some call it a myth. Cold fusion, say it doesn't exist. Cold fusion, like Fleischmann and Pons, anomalous heat, measure twice and it's gone. Cold fusion, but if you want it to work, cold fusion, invest in research from the old fusion to what lies beyond. Cold fusion renaissance.
Cold fusion renaissance, rebirth back from the dead with persistent research, cause greenhouse earth really needs it to work. So let's take a look at some features. First of all, yeah, we know fusion happens. It's a nuclear reaction of atoms up in the plasma when it's done right. With sufficient confinement time, temperature, and plasma density, it's like sunlight. But that's too hot, too under pressure. Maybe fusion can trigger in unusual conditions. So cue the experiments to fuse it into helium, bombarding palladium with pulses of deuterium. The theory is empirically testable. We tested it, and so far there's less than compelling evidence. But maybe we just haven't hit the threshold to trigger it. And hey, you can never prove a negative.
Cold fusion, some call it a myth. Cold fusion, say it doesn't exist. Cold fusion, like Fleischmann and Pons, anomalous heat, measure twice and it's gone. Cold fusion, but if you want it to work, cold fusion, invest in research from the old fusion to what lies beyond. Cold fusion renaissance.
Cold fusion, solid state atomic fusion energy. The race is upon us with startups and academic departments and state bodies like ARPA-E betting their reputation on it. Google did it, and so did the EU. Made that Hermes move, hands up like me too. And NASA's even moving into massive alignment with that deuterated erbium and lattice confinement. Ooh! It's that cold fusion renaissance. First nobody wants to touch it, and then it pops, getting props from the Department of Defense at the Naval Service Center up in Indian Head. And they don't give a deuteron about the controversy. Is it proven or not? I guess we're all gonna see. And that debate is shooting off some anomalous heat. So cool it off and focus on the receipts. No more secret findings, just peer review. Independent replication of it in a year or two, as postdocs start to see it as a career move. And if you never gave up, and cheers to you.
Cold fusion, some call it a myth. Cold fusion, say it doesn't exist. Cold fusion, like Fleischmann and Pons, anomalous heat, measure twice and it's gone. Cold fusion, but if you want it to work, cold fusion, invest in research from the old fusion to what lies beyond. Cold fusion renaissance.
Cold fusion.